Hey there, listeners. This is Marilyn Borth, SEO content producer at One Digital Agency and your host. Welcome to the Art of E-Commerce, our space dedicated to exploring everything e-commerce, from insider PPC tips and expert e-commerce development techniques to the secret sauce of SEO and social media marketing. Today, I'll be diving into some of the most commonly used concepts in the current digital marketing world. Without further ado, let's get to it. SEO, or search engine optimization, is all about organic results. It's a collection of practices that optimize an organization's online presence to rank more effectively in the search results for greater visibility and higher organic traffic. The idea is simple, even if the execution is complex. You optimize a website in accordance with best principles, and search engines index your web pages and rank your website more favorably for competitive search terms. When members of your target audience search using these queries and keywords, they find your products and services organically. Some of them will go on to become paying customers, and organic conversion rates increase. It's obvious in this respect that SEO can be used to grow sales. But what about leads? Can SEO be used as a tool to generate greater interest in your brand and to capture leads for which you can develop effective remarketing techniques to capture more of the market? The answer is yes. SEO can be used as a powerful lead generation tactic because even customers that don't convert the first time around are not lost if you capture and capitalize on the leads. Using SEO for lead generation and doing so effectively is one part spreading awareness about your brand, products, or services using conventional SEO strategies, and one part capturing those leads so you can move them along the sales funnel. Here are some top techniques you can use to capture leads using search engine optimization. The first technique is to balance SEO and content marketing by blogging consistently. Blogging is central to an SEO strategy, but it can also be used for dual functionality. By balancing and even uniting your content marketing and SEO efforts, you can not only attract new users organically, but also retain users that will later convert. Only part of e-commerce SEO is attracting new users. The other half is retaining them long enough to coax them into converting. Blogging will do more than supply your website with a steady stream of optimized content. It is also a way to engage leads that otherwise might not have found your website. It might sound counterintuitive, but write a blog that doesn't follow your optimized content strategy. Create a list of FAQs, write a blog post on unique uses for your products, or advertise an upcoming sale or promotion. Little things like these, and changes from the norm, can engage customers, pique their interest, and potentially extract conversions. Content is king, but it has to speak to your customers, and sometimes you need to get crafty with creating content in order to attract and engage your customers. Content that you publish that generates interest might have been the missing piece of the sales funnel puzzle, encouraging users to convert. Another effective lead generation strategy is to develop lead capturing forms to gather data about visitors that can be used for remarketing. Let's say a customer finds you in the organic search results, clicks on your links, goes through a few pages, maybe even reads a bit of content or watches some videos, and then bounces. Days, weeks, or months later, the customer performs the same organic search and instead clicks on your competitor's listing and converts there. That's an opportunity lost for your business, but it didn't need to be. What you could have done was capture important data about that user before he or she bounced. Now, we know you've probably read time and time again that pop-ups are a no-go. We've even published that in our blog. But there is a caveat here. They're only a no-go if you don't offer something in exchange. Some users will exit a pop-up window reflexively, no matter what it offers, even if it's free money. But others are more lenient. Extend a discount, a limited-time offer, or a free promotional gift, and ask for something in return. Get an email address, a phone number, or encourage your users to connect with you via a social media channel. Some users will exit without offering you a chance, but others will trade their contact information in exchange for deals or other exclusive incentives. This is extremely valuable information you can use for the purposes of remarketing, especially through email marketing and social media engagement. Compile a database or use a plugin that captures data for you, and then use that captured data in your seasonal and remarketing campaigns. You'll be capturing leads and capitalizing on them. Another aspect of lead capturing and conversion is the use of an organic social media marketing strategy to engage with members of your audience that know about your brand but have not yet converted or require special prerequisite conditions before converting. For example, some buyers only exhibit demand at certain times of the year, such as during the holiday shopping rush. You want to get your ads in front of these buyers at the right place and at the right time. Many online shoppers shop directly through social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, and even those that don't consume shop through them do consume content there. Exposure through a social channel may even be their first introduction to a product or brand. But there is even more value to outreach strategies via social media. For one, if you connect with your customers and potential customers on social media where you can interact with them, you'll be preserving the recency effect in their minds. At the very least, your brand will be visible. You can also use social media platforms for marketing strategies to attract the attention of previously captured leads. Large portions of the market exhibit heightened purchasing patterns during the holidays, for example, but you never know when a lead's birthday is coming up, which means that constant or near constant visibility is a bonus. Finally, engaging with your potential customers on social media, either through paid or organic methods, lends credibility to your brand and presents additional opportunities for leads to consume content that may positively influence their perceptions of your brand. That, in turn, will stimulate interest and increase organic conversions. For businesses engaged in local SEO campaigns and invested in optimizing local listings like Google My Business, an effective, actionable lead generation SEO tactic is to target local keywords. Doing so simply can entice potential local customers to visit your brick-and-mortar shops. In the modern era, all businesses need some kind of online presence, even if it is just a local listing. Local online listings are imperative even for businesses that, by their very nature, cannot sell products or render services online. There are no online dog groomers or landscapers, for instance, but customers still look for these services online. However, if you only operate one single venue, for example, a barber shop in Philadelphia, then simply ranking for the term barber shop may not help you. For all you know, there's low competitive density for that search term in Atlanta. A whole load of potential customers in Georgia won't help your shop in Philly. All the same, you can generate better targeted organic foot traffic to your physical storefronts simply by optimizing your strategy according to your locality with a basic adjustment to your keyword strategy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay up to date on all our podcast episodes by hitting that subscribe button. We love being social, so be sure to follow us at One Digital Agency on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. See you again soon.